Questions 39 through 44 are based on the following talk in an economics class.
Thanks to a new work schedule called Flex Time, almost 13% of all American companies enjoy flexible working hours. At a company on Flex Time, each employee must work a minimum number of hours each week at times determined by the company. But each employee is free to decide how many hours more than that he or she will work. The employee is also able to decide the exact time when he will put in these freely chosen hours. Companies that have switched to flex time schedules have found that employee absenteeism has decreased. Also, employee lateness is no longer a problem, and productivity has increased. Employees prefer flex time because they don't have to worry as much about being late to work, nor do they need permission to leave early. Perhaps more of our companies will switch to flex time when they see how well it works. It seems to have benefits for employees and employers alike.
Question number 39. What is flex time? Question number 40. How does flex time work? Question number 41. Why do companies like flex time? Question number 42. What kind of employee would benefit most from flex time? Questions 43 through 46 are based on the following lecture.
The question of who the American Indians are and how they came to live in North America has long puzzled scientists. The most popular modern theory says that the Indians came from Siberia to Alaska when the Bering Strait was not underwater. At that time, there was a land bridge between Asia and America. This land bridge was a result of the fact that much of the water that used to cover the region became frozen in glaciers during the Ice Age. This left the land dry and bare. With the water gone, wandering bands of Siberian tribes simply walked over from what is now modern Russia to what is now the modern U.S. They were probably in pursuit of the herds of animals which were their primary source of food. From northwest Alaska, they then traveled south and east to populate North, Central, and South America.
Question number 43. Who are the American Indians thought to be? Question number 44. What was the land bridge mentioned in the lecture? Question number 45. According to the lecture, why did the early Indians probably come to the North American continent? Question number 46. What can be inferred about the natives of North, Central, and South America? Questions 47 through 50 are based on the following lecture.
Hello, and welcome to Northern State University. I know that for many of you, this will be the first time that you have lived away from home, so I will be the person primarily responsible for making sure that your adjustment to independence is smooth. Let me start by telling you about the services you will be using here at Healy Hall. You will find laundry facilities located in the east wing of each floor. Each laundry room has two washers and two dryers. The washers and dryers do not take coins, but instead require tokens. A washer takes one token per load, and the dryer will give you 15 minutes of drying per token. If you have any problem with the machines, you should report it to your floor's resident advisor. Each floor also contains a small kitchenette for use by everyone on that floor. We assume that you will be eating most of your meals in the cafeteria, so the kitchenettes were really designed simply for heating up pre-cooked foods and preparing small snacks. Because everyone will be using the kitchenette, please remember to clean up after yourself, and of course, always remember to turn off the stove right after you use it.
Question number 47. Who is probably speaking? Question number 48. How many washers does each floor have? Question number 49. What can we infer from the passage? Question number 50. What is the main purpose of this talk?